bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Welcome back to the Prophecy Series. I'm your host, Dr. A.M. Columbus, Jr., President of Aspen Christian College, and I have with me Andrew the Prophet, and we're going to be looking into a very important issue. You might want to call someone, let someone know what we're talking about. We want to get this word out. Very important that you understand what God has to say and what God is looking at with respect to the news and what's in the news. Right now, we know that there's a lot of emphasis on ISIS, and we want to know, or we should know, how that is referenced or if it's referenced in the scriptures. That's something that's very, very important. And we have many people that really don't understand why our government and the governments of the world are so concerned about ISIS. One thing we do know, they've done some bad things and pointed it directly at our government. That those beheadings are directed primarily at the United States. So we really are paying attention. But just what does it all mean, and who are these people? And we're going to have Prophet Andrew to discuss with us just what significance ISIS is and what it is that we should be paying attention to. So talk to us.
Well, I think the thing that we need to remember about prophecy and also the Jewish mindset is that the scriptures and the prophets would always talk in parallels. So in other words, they would give a metaphor, and that metaphor would be repeated time and time again. Just as the old adage says, history repeats itself. The very same was especially taken to a higher level with the Jewish people. Of particular importance at this time is the parallel between what is happening in Iraq and how it is parallel with the time of Daniel, the time of the Babylonian kingdom, the time of the Assyrian kingdom, the time when Persia came along and overtook Babylon. For two reasons. The most important reason is that regardless of what we think, regardless of what our government thinks, regardless of what the experts think, God's going to do what he wants. And we think we're trying to stop the inevitable. It is inevitable. I think people don't realize that regardless of what the White House, what Congress, what President Obama tries to do, that these events can't be changed. So from a prophetic standpoint, we're here to point out what God's intended plan is. The second important thing is that there are huge parallels. Daniel, at the time, was the advisor to the Babylonian court. Mm-hmm. So he advised Nebuchadnezzar, he advised Belshazzar, he advised Cyrus, he advised Darius. And the visions that he interpreted and the dreams that he received dealt at that time with the Babylonian, the Neo-Babylonian, the Assyrian, the Persian, and eventually the Macedonian or Greek kingdom. Now, the interesting thing is that there's a parallel between what happened back then and what is happening now. And what I'd like to do is that I'd like to pull back and go back to the scripture. If you could do me a favor, Ambrose, and read for me the scripture from Daniel 8, 2 through 4, which speaks of the ram, which is the Assyrian and Neo-Babylonian kingdom.
Daniel 8, 2 through 4, I'm reading. I looked in the vision, and while I was looking, I was in the citadel of Susa, which is in the province of Elam. And I looked in the vision, and I myself was beside the Eli canal. Then I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a ram which had two horns was standing in front of the canal. Now the two horns were long, but one was longer than the other, with the longer one coming up last. I saw the ram budding westward, northward, and southward, and no other beast could stand before him, nor was there anyone to rescue from his power. But he did as he pleased and magnified himself.
Now you could, yourself being an expert theologian, maybe you could explain to the general public what Daniel was intending to explain at that time.
Well, I want to say this, Andrew. When I look at the words of Daniel, the prophecies of Daniel, there is a lot of things that I don't think we're paying attention to because we just don't see the relevance. We don't understand a lot of things. And some of it's because of the lack of, I think, interest. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just lack of interest.
Yeah. What's in front of me really has no pertinence to the guy next door. And what is going on across the world certainly has no has no importance to what I'm doing here in Denver.
Especially when you consider our president, our government, the UN, all the other nations pretty much have backed off to say, we're not going to directly get involved. Indirectly, we'll support those Kurdish people, those Iraqi people that are fighting against ISIS. And we think that's the way to go. And because we're not really directly engaged, I liken it to when I was a child. I used to go to the movies oft times just to get away from the heat. I'm an Oklahoma boy, and we'd go to the movies just to get away from the heat. And oft times I would get there long after the movie had started, just go in there to kind of be in the cool, eat some peanuts, popcorn, drink some Coca-Cola. When I got in there, didn't really know anything about the movie, didn't care really, was there just to see some action, just to see some fighting. In the meantime, if I wanted to know something about what was going on, we always had guys in there that were there before we got there, and they would kind of hip us as to who were bad guys, who were the good guys, and we'd kind of catch ourselves up that way. But as far as being really interested, we wait until there was some action, until there was some real fighting. And I think that's what is happening now. We have a general public that's waiting to see, and they know that the president has said, no boots on the ground. We're just going to drop bombs. We're going to send those drones. And other than that, we don't really know what's going on. We don't have a casualty list, and we don't really know. So we're going to take a look at this from a scriptural basis, because God knows the beginning and the ending. And there's a reason why those people are fighting. It might not be too apparent, but we do know that many people that feel they are oppressed don't hope for change. They try to make change. And how they try to make it is by fighting, by rebelling, by pushing, by expressing their anger. And the way they're expressing it might seem extreme to us. But I think it's extreme to us because we really don't know. Like I said, we got into this late. Many of us don't know a lot about what's been going on over there for hundreds, and in some cases, thousands of years. And I think that's what we need to focus on and educate ourselves, or allow ourselves to be educated. And we're going to try to look at some of those things today with you, Andrew, and hopefully our listening audience will stay tuned, because there's much that you need to understand.
So we're going to take a quick break here, and when we get back, we're going to review what Daniel was talking about when he talked about the ram, and what the parallel is right now, because there is a dark parallel. And I think we as believers need to know what the parallel is, because these things will manifest themselves in the next year to come. Anyway, please stay tuned, and we will be right back with you.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to move your ministry outside of its existing four walls to the four corners of the world. Since 1985, Aspen Christian College and Seminary has been working in the Denver metro area and across the nation, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. One of Aspen's premier graduates is the Reverend Dr. Dwayne Moore, Senior Pastor of Denver's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Aspen has graduates in virtually every ministry in the Denver area, and our influence reaches from California to Chicago to Houston, Seattle, and beyond. We are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. The president and founder of Aspen Christian College, Dr. Ambrose Columbus Jr., welcomes you to visit our main Denver campus at 4940 East Evans Avenue, Suite 113, or contact us online at aspen-christiancollege.com, or you may call us at 720-857-6219. We are Aspen. We keep it moving forward. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
We're back. As we left you, we were speaking of some history that is not known by many people in the world, not known by a lot of leaders. Why are the people in Iraq that are fighting, call themselves ISIS, are so upset, so angry. But let's look at the history of that people, the history of the people, of the land, rather. The book of Daniel has its background in this same area. Back then it was called Persia. And Daniel, at that time, was serving Belshazzar, who would be the last king of Neo-Babylonian Empire, which was established by the Chaldeans and Nebuchadnezzar in 604 through 561 BC, made into one of the wonders of the ancient world. You think of Babylon, you think of the Hanging Gardens, Ishtar Gate, Ziggurat. You also think of that place as being the, really the cradle of modern civilization, for that's where it started. That's where they infuriated God by trying to make that a world empire. And to some degree, I think they feel like something has been taken away from them. Something has put them in a situation of desperateness or disadvantage, and it should be the other way around. We in America, we are all kind of displaced. We all came here from someplace else. But these people, this is their heritage. And yet they are humble by outsiders. We didn't do them too well in our occupation in the last generation. We killed many of them. We did many things. And in our own minds, we might think that we were doing the right thing by getting rid of a dictator, by giving them a different way of life, which we call democracy. But is that what they really needed or wanted? Is democracy something that peoples in this culture really want? I know I was enthused when I saw our first occupation over there and how enthused the people of Iraq were going to the polls and voting. For the first time, democracy was coming. But was this what was the solution? Or was their culture counter to that? What do you think, Andrew?
Well, I think the most important thing, I was not enthused at all when our President Bush decided to go into Iraq, knowing first of all that his intended purposes were very evil, but also with the foreknowledge that here we are going into the cradle of mankind. So we're going into Babylon of old. We're going to Mesopotamia. We are going into Babel. And as we know, when you go where something has been started, all things come to an end. When you take these verses and you take a look at it, there's a couple things that you really need to pay attention to. The first thing that is said is that Daniel was sitting in the citadel of